Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Be Brave podcast with me, your host, Grace. Today's episode is going to be a really short episode where we chat briefly about relapse and the idea of being sick enough. Before we get into that though, I'd just like to remind you all that if you have any requests for podcast topics or people you'd like me to interview, or if you wish to get in touch, make sure you message me on Instagram or TikTok, send an email to grace.annesley.edrecovery@gmail.com, or just send a message through the Spotify question section. All of my account details will be listed in the show notes, so don't stress if you don't have them. Anyways, getting on to the real topic. When you're still encapsulated by your illness, or even in the early days of recovery, slipping back and engaging in behaviours can seem so tempting and like the easiest option. That way of living is second nature. It became your normal, and anything else now feels uncomfortable and unbearably difficult. The thoughts of being sick enough and having to become more unwell are inescapable. If you keep fighting though and keep doing the opposite of what your head says, those thoughts will become less frequent and easier to manage. You will reach a point where those thoughts occur less and less. The thoughts may still come, but soon you will feel less pressure to obey them. Your head will tell you that you will never sick enough. It will demand that other people had it worse and that you have to go back and be as sick as a certain person was or get to a particular weight. The difference is that once you reach a certain point, these commands from your illness don't lend as much weight. When you truly contemplate these thoughts, you realize that it's no longer worth giving everything up for an illness that will never be satisfied nor provide anything in return. The relationships that you finally rekindled once again would dwindle. The energy that you've regained would once again disappear. The trust that you've regained from others would be lost again. The activities that you can finally partake in again would come to an end. The brunches, dinners, and drinks out with friends or family would no longer occur. And your life would once again become small and without any joy. You would once again become a shell of yourself. So think about it and realize that maybe with all of those things lost, it isn't worth it just to become smaller and appease your eating disorder. You come to terms with the fact that you may not always love your body, but at least you have a life. At least you're doing the things that you've wanted to do, and your worth will become based on your values and your actions, rather than your appearance. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that magically you'll never want to relapse or think that you weren't sick enough. But I promise the temptation to get worse will decrease. You will find a life outside of your eating disorder that is not worth giving up just to become smaller. So I hope you will all go out and cultivate a life outside of your eating disorder. You are strong. You are worthy. You are here for a reason. You are enough. Until next time, be brave.